Welcome. So towards the end of my meditation, I was contemplating how clinging we are about things that we want and how that restricts us, that it restricts the flow of our energy. Those things that we reject, that we don't like, that we don't want, that's also attachment. It's also clinging. Think of it as pushing away, but it's clinging. But when I think about compassion, there's no restriction. It flows freely. So that means I think compassion has to start with self-love. You have to be able to love yourself completely, including that ugly part of you that you don't want to look at, that you just don't want to push them away. I'm a nice guy. I'm not that. I'm a good person. I'm not that. Do you see the duality there? You're denying something in order to make something else. Last week, I did a post, and I titled it, Beginnings Are Endings, and Endings Are Beginnings, about the transforming the various, what in Buddhism is called the eight consciousnesses, into the four wisdoms. A very interesting teaching. If you haven't seen it yet, you might want to browse over to the website and take a look at it. So the four wisdoms are the great perfect mirror wisdom, the universal nature wisdom or equality, profound observing wisdom, and all performing or perfection of action wisdom. So how does this apply to what I was just saying about compassion and clinging? The eighth consciousness is the storehouse, the repository consciousness. It's where we store the seeds of all of our experiences. It's where our karma is generated from, if you will. That is, until it's transformed into the great perfect mirror wisdom. Some of the seeds are very deep. Our pain can be so deep and distant from our ordinary everyday consciousness that we don't understand or know why it is we're feeling or experiencing what we're experiencing. More than anything else. Yeah, there are things that are out of our control. I don't control the weather. I don't control COVID. There are many things that are out of my control. I could be run over by a bus. Maybe I have some control there. I could pay attention. But maybe getting run over by the bus is because of my clinging nature. So we say it was an accident. Yeah, there are things that are definitely out of our control. And some of the things that are out of our control don't need to be. So how do we transform all of our experience into the great perfect mirror wisdom? Experience the emptiness of anything that seems like it's permanent. Where I'm sitting on this cushion seems permanent. But that's just because I don't have the perspective or the distance of an eon. Because in an eon, all of this is gone and changed into something else. So we, from our perspective, from our little point of view of time, space, and all that, it's a far off distant thing. We don't have to worry about it, right? Form is emptiness and emptiness is form. You can take that all the way to the very seeds of consciousness that you store. It's not just physical things. It's those things emotionally, psychologically that you've put away, that you've defined yourself with. Buddhism isn't psychology. It's not a going to a therapy session. But nonetheless, it's the science of mind. It's the understanding of the very nature of our own mind. How can we do that if we're denying anything about ourselves and not accepting who we are and our place in all of this? I've said before, you know, about giving up the struggle. How do we give up the struggle? How do we become like lilies in the field, so to speak? The beauty of nature. How does nature operate? You notice how the trees give each other space? They don't fight over the space. They just kind of, in a loving dance, coexist. So we can coexist in a loving dance when we stop clinging. So, you know, we're coming in onto a new year now. So there's this past that we've kind of put in the category. Well, this was 2021, and now we have 2022. It's okay because it gives us an opportunity to kind of reflect on what's our work? What are we doing? What do we have to do? And also how we can coexist, be like nature. Because time, change, constant. So it's not so much about getting out of the way, because that's also duality. Because by saying getting out of the way, you mean, oh, well, there's something to get out of the way of, some other. When we experience suchness, there's no other. Yet, Buddhism is also about balance. It's the middle way. Mountains are mountains, rivers are rivers. When you're learning about self, and you turn inward and you learn about yourself in Buddhism, that's that period of time in practice. It's called mountains are not mountains and rivers are not rivers. Because those are projections from the seeds of consciousness that we've been harboring. That's so different, but it's the same. An awakened being has the same mountains and rivers that an unawakened, deluded being has. They're the same. No different. Enlightenment and being awake, no different than being deluded. Don't run away. Don't try to become something else. Accept what is. That's life. Well, thanks for coming and sitting with me tonight. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you.